Speaking of that, since it's halfway, you know, even at NASCAR, they make a pit stop every now and then. So I have a feeling that y'all have been drinking a little bit longer than I have today. If there's one thing I know about doing a show is you never get that far behind your crowd. So I'm going to sneak off over there and catch up with you and leave you in the good hands of seven-time CMA Musician of the Year, who we all know and love, and I'm sure you've seen him in his solo show. So Mr. Mac McAnally is going to do one for you, and I will be right back for part two. Don't you go anywhere. This is a cool evening. We won't see many more of these, I don't think. Thank you for coming.
That's the real Jimmy Buffett right there.
It's not a holograph.
All right, I got to talk for a second so Jimmy can get his drink stirred. He comes from the fun part of Mississippi with the salt water. I come from the northern part where we're pretty religious. And growing up, we blamed everything generally on the devil and specifically on New Orleans. And I grow up thinking really hard things in New Orleans, and it was Jimmy Buffett that brought me to New Orleans for the first time, and it was Jimmy that brought me to Key West for the first time. And I've had a really good time in both of those places. And I never blamed things on Key West. I blamed a lot of stuff on New Orleans. But I noticed my buddies here in Key West, when Southwest started going back and forth to New Orleans, people from Key West blame things on New Orleans. That's kind of interesting. You know, we work all week, go there for the weekend. I ended up feeling sorry for all the folks in New Orleans, for all the bad talk we did about them in North Mississippi. And I wrote this song full of good things to blame on New Orleans. There's some good things. And the folks over in New Orleans can blame it on Key West. It'll go back and forth. It'll work out just perfect. My guys are going to help me with a little ragtime. This is Blame It on New Orleans. I like the morning, fond of afternoons. I love the evening, but it's over too soon. What's wrong with me? I blame it on New Orleans. I like hot sauce, love that southern style. Try to find a way every day to smile. Quite honestly, I blame it on New Orleans. Oh, oh, some people find disturbing what goes on down on Bourbon. Beats all you ever saw, except for Mardi Gras. That's a whole other thing. I like the people, make the most of life. They take a real good thing and bam, add a little spice. But that's just me, I blame it on New Orleans. Take it, kid. One more time. I like the ladies, hey, what's not to like? And on occasion when they act unladylike, historically, they blame it on New Orleans. I like music, blues and Dixieland. I play air trombone, the Preservation Hall Band. Categorically, I blame it on New Orleans. No love. Cafe du Monde and Mother, Cape Ball and all the others. I never get my fill, and I never will. No, sir. The whole world can sing, saints go marching in. It won't be long, they're gonna march again. You wait and see, and blame it on New Orleans. There will come a day, I'd like to think, when war's a song and hurricanes a drink. Eventually, let's blame it on New Orleans. Hey, don't blame me, blame it on New Orleans. New Orleans. Come see us at Jazz Fest.
Mr. Mr. Mac McAnally, how about it? That's right, Jazz Fest, first Sunday, we're gonna be there.
That's right.
Yeah. And Orange Beach, Alabama, we're going to Orange Beach, Alabama.
Last Thursday.
Palm Beach, Tampa, Orlando, we're winding up.